It is a very, very huge problem. We have increased 20-fold the amount of plastic that we produce. We are now producing around 320 million tons of plastic every year, out of which around 8 million tons of plastic end up in the ocean. And once that happens, it is either very difficult or impossible to recover that plastic. So it is, as I said, a very huge problem that affects around 600 marine species. It affects livelihoods, it affects our health. And once it's in the ocean, as I said, it's really difficult. So this is something we have to tackle before the plastic gets in the ocean, even before it's produced.
I wonder if you can just tell us about how that plastic in the ocean affects those different elements you said.
Well, marine creatures are affected mainly by entanglement, and they die, or by ingesting these plastics. Very recently, I read an article about a whale that had been found dead on a beach in Norway, I believe it was, with 30 plastic bags inside its stomach. The plastic bags had taken up the whole space in the whale's stomach, so there was no way it could survive. This happens to many other marine creatures, from birds to fish. So we really have to do something about it because we're going to end up having more plastic than fish in the ocean.
And Alejandro, can you tell us about the Clean Seas campaign?
It is a 5-year campaign, so we have time to get things done. We are going to start by raising awareness, making sure that everyone knows about the problems with plastics and microplastics and what we can do about them. And as we move on towards the end of the campaign, we hope to achieve as many specific commitments as possible from the private sector, from governments, and also from individuals, because that's the magic of this campaign. It has to do with something that affects us in our daily lives, and there's a lot that each of us can do and a lot that we can do to promote this among our family members, among our friends, and also push our governments to make the right decisions.
I believe 10 countries have signed on to the campaign or have committed to it. What are the commitments that UN Environment Programme is seeking from governments specifically?
There are many different possibilities, and we welcome as many commitments as possible. Governments can ban the use of single-use plastics, or at least some of them. For example, some governments have already banned the use of single-use plastic bags. Others have decided to put a tax on the use of these plastic bags, making it, more expensive for people to use single-use plastic bags. But there are many options out there. They also have to work on their waste management systems because around 75% of the plastic that ends up in the ocean and comes from land, it ends up there because there was no waste collection in place in that area. So this means that we really have to do something to make sure that once we use plastic object, it doesn't end up in the ocean.
Alejandro, thank you for speaking to us. Is there anything further you think our audience should know about the Clean Seas campaign or about UNEP's work in protecting the marine environment?
Yes, I would like to stress that each of us can do a lot, not only by trying to influence our governments, our policymakers, and even our private companies to do the right thing, but each of us can take very specific daily actions. And I'm going to take advantage of the magic of radio to do this. I don't know if your listeners can hear this, but these are plastic utensils that people get when they buy their food out there. I used to do this, and I calculated that I got around 200 sets of plastic utensils per year. I am now using stainless steel utensils, so imagine the amount of plastic that I am not using anymore. Plastic that doesn't need to be recycled, collected, that doesn't end up in the ocean. That's just one tiny step. We could do the same with plastic water bottles. I don't use them anymore, single-use bottles. I use a stainless steel bottle. And what about plastic bags? Do we need them? Probably not. Maybe we can use reusable bags. There's many options out there. We really have to identify the opportunities that we have in our daily lives. Every human being has a different situation, lives in a different place, has different needs, but each of us can do something. I'm sure of that.